Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick, I need your website quickly, please.
Sure thing. It's rickmaurer.com, and it's M-A-U-R-E-R.
So you can find your books there and your blogs there and all the things what else is there that we need to know about?
Oh, 8x10 glossies of me.
Oh, yeah, that's worth the trip, folks, right there.
Yeah, that's there's actually some links to some free videos and assessment tools, and there's a lot of free resources that your listeners could use, like, right away.
Folks, there are people around the world using Rick's change model, literally, and he's a well-known around the world, and we are so fortunate to have him and have had him. In fact, probably the reason he's so well-known around the world is because he's been with us so long, Rick.
No doubt about it.
17 years now. Hey, Rick, what about – we've been talking to folks about change,
yeah,
as Rick often helps us with, how to understand the value of installing energy into a change and not just letting it go. Also, how to ask your people what they need, what resources they need in order to make the change, so you don't presume that they already have what they need. It'll also help you, Rick. I think it will help you realize if, in a way, start asking you for things, you're going to have to realize, wait a minute, I underestimated what it was going to take to make this happen. I might have made a mistake. It'll help you with that.
Yep.
And so now you've got a story you want to tell us to wrap all this up.
I do. Yeah. A number of years ago in GE, I mean, they have project teams for everything. And one of the things they started saying to project leaders is they would tell them a story about variety shows in the U.S. used to have a guy come on who would spin plates. He would have a dowel rod. He'd put a plate on top, get it going. And pretty soon, like, he's got 6 or 7 of these things going. And you go, this is amazing. How does he do that? The way he does it, he knows that's exactly the number of plates he can handle. If you put one more plate up there, the entire thing is at risk of toppling over.
Right.
And so what GE would say to its project managers is, you've got to tell us how many plates you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's – and it'll obviously, given the size of projects and all that, it'll differ. But you don't take on – more than you can actually do, or else we're going to have a lot of failed projects just because it's not safe to say no.
What's your capacity?
That's a gutsy thing.
What's your capacity?
I'm sorry. Yeah, what's your capacity?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really gutsy for a leader to say that to people because, you know, there are all these pressures on us. We just want to have to – we want to be able to say, hey, Jim, you take that on. Rick, you take that on, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then hopefully it's going to work. But, well, boy, giving people responsibility means giving them responsibility to say, I can't do it. Or,
well,
Mr. Boss, I've got these other 6 plates up here. Which one do you want me to take down?
Which one do you want to fall on the ground and break? So,
right, or at least, you know, put on the shelf for right now.
Right.
But it now is some real decision-making other than this fantasy that we often live in organizations, that if we come up with an idea, we can just go ahead with it. And
but they're not, they may not be likely to tell you that. They may actually just let the plate fall because they think they're trying to kill themselves on your behalf. Some people will do that on the, you know, they're that dedicated, but wouldn't it be appropriate for you to say, okay, John, I know I've loaded you up. You're a major part of this company's success. You got your wagon loaded. We need to make this change. We need to transition. And as you know, during a transition, sometimes things have to double up. Here's what I want you to do. Will you be able to do this without taking your eye off this other thing that we have to do every day, this this business model that we're running. Can you ask them that specifically? Come right out and ask them to give you an evaluation?
You absolutely can. And you can also expect that maybe the first couple times you do it, people are going to still be reluctant. Mm-hmm. They've got to know that you're dead serious. I mean, so they might say, hey, Jim, right now I think you're probably working pretty much full tilt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not taking Thursdays off and ending at 2 every day.
Right.
So let's assume you're working pretty efficiently and you're working pretty hard. I give you one more thing. Are you really going to be able to fit it in without taking one of these other things down?
Yeah.
So it gives me the opportunity to go, well, you know, maybe, and then we have a conversation.
Yeah. Rick Maurer, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.